Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. We wanted to share some information with you about a treatment that doctors are using to keep COVID patients out of the hospital, monoclonal antibodies. Maybe you've seen this phrase. Pharmaceutical companies are running more ads for them, too. Just a few months ago, the state health department practically couldn't give this stuff away. They even had to stash some of their surplus in a warehouse. Now the state has seen a 300% surge in usage. With us to explain is Michigan Radio's Kate Wells, who's been covering public health through the course of the pandemic. Hey, Kate.
Hey, April.
So let's start out with the basics. Can you remind the non-scientists among us, what are monoclonal antibodies exactly?
It would be my pleasure. It is not a name that like rolls off of the tongue, which I think you mentioned these ads that the drug companies are running. And they're kind of hilarious because basically, rather than like trying to sell you on the drug, they just say the words monoclonal antibodies over and over and over as much as possible.
Yeah, he got the monoclonal antibodies.
Monoclonal antibodies.
About monoclonal antibodies.
Monoclonal antibodies.
Anticuerpos monoclonales.
My cousin got monoclonal antibodies.
You have COVID-19. Let's talk about monoclonal antibodies.
Monoclonal antibodies are for certain patients with COVID-19.
The concept behind it is not a new therapy, right? We have used this for other diseases for years now. But the idea is that when a virus attacks your body, like the coronavirus, your immune system tries to fight it off. And if you can design antibodies in a lab that specifically target a certain virus, in this case, the coronavirus, the hope is that by receiving these antibodies through an infusion, through an IV, those are going to boost your natural immune response. And to get really nerdy about it, you know how like the coronavirus has that spike protein that we've all seen visualized? Well, monoclonal antibodies are designed to bind to that specific spike protein and block it from actually attaching to your cells. And the hope is that it reduces the severity of how sick you get and could keep you out of the hospital.
Right. Do we have proof that monoclonal antibodies work?
What a great question, April. Sort of. So initially, the FDA gave this an emergency use authorization back in November. There have been some changes since then. And at the time, we had pretty scant evidence that this could keep people out of the hospital if they received it early enough. Now, since then, in the several months to come, there have been a lot more evidence. There have been trials, placebo, random trials, the kind that you want to see come out to order to really trust something, that have been able to duplicate the same results of essentially reducing hospitalizations and deaths by about 70%. Again, getting specific and nerdy about this, they are still not peer-reviewed, but it is enough evidence that we are really starting to see people in Michigan specifically lean on this. And of course, the drug makers are very excited about this. They're even trying to get, in the future, they'll try to get additional uses authorized. Like, they've done studies about whether monoclonal antibodies can even prevent you from getting COVID altogether.
Wow. Kate, my understanding is that there's a pretty narrow time window in which people can take these and find them useful. Who exactly can get them right now?
Yeah, so this is one of the reasons why there was really a slow uptick on this, is that it's tricky. There is a pretty narrow time window. Right now, the FDA authorization is just intended to reach patients who are fighting off an early infection. So you have to receive monoclonal antibodies within 10 days of first experiencing symptoms. You also have to be what's considered a high-risk patient. So underlying health risks like diabetes or obesity that could make you more likely to get really sick from COVID. You also cannot be hospitalized for COVID already. And this is a big difference, right? Because we're used to seeing treatments for COVID be something that somebody gets in the hospital. But it gets really tricky because you can be hospitalized for something else. Like, I spent time at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, and one morning they had three moms in the same morning who were all admitted because they were in labor. They all tested positive for COVID, and they were going to be given the antibodies because even though they were hospitalized, they weren't hospitalized for COVID. So the hope was that they could still fight off that early infection.
Huh. So with this evidence starting to roll in that, yes, it works, and with the surge that we've been going through in Michigan since March, monoclonal antibodies are getting used more frequently, aren't they?
Guinea pig a little bit here, in that we started having more evidence. And we also really started needing to use something like this ahead of the third surge. This was not just driven by like scientific curiosity. This was necessity, right? Hospitals started to see their numbers rise in March and April. They were genuinely worried about running out of space. Some of them, as we know, did go beyond capacity. There didn't seem to be an end in sight to these case numbers. And so this was something that they started to look at as we may have to really push our ability to get this out to a lot of people simply because we don't have another choice. One of the folks that I talked to, we mentioned Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, Dr. Paul Entler is one of the administrators there, and he talks about what it was like looking at just this surge as it was coming in.
It was really a grim situation for a while. We're looking at capacity beds, you know, our staffing models. It was almost like a war when you're battling there and there's no more troops coming in.
And you also, with this surge, the patients that we saw coming in, so many of them, when Entler is like looking at their medical background information, he's seen that these are exactly the people who would qualify for antibodies. They have high risk, they have underlying health conditions. And Entler is starting to think, you know, we might have been able to keep these people out of the hospital in the first place. So that's when we saw Sparrow and lots of other hospitals really do almost like a public relations push within medicine of saying, hey, we have this stuff. We think it could work. Please tell your patients. Please send them. We're opening more beds to try and get these infusions out.
Kate, I remember hearing about monoclonal antibody therapy last year. Why is it that we didn't see this kind of massive use, like you say, almost a PR push about it during the November-December surge?
Well, the state health department was certainly trying to. But again, you know, we got this emergency use authorization in November from the FDA. And at that point, we just, like I mentioned, you know, had a lot less evidence behind it. And it was also a pandemic and the hospitals were stretched pretty thin. You know, there's a saying in medicine that you want to be either the first or the last one to adopt a new treatment. And these doctors, you know, they'd seen a lot of treatments like hydroxychloroquine that we all remember. You know, these are all the rage and then they sort of flame out. So there was a move to try and not just adopt the latest treatment. But primarily it's because it requires a completely different way of thinking about treating COVID. We're so used to thinking like, oh, somebody is really sick. They're in the hospital. Now they get treated. This reverses that. This requires patients to almost have to be sought out. And doing that is not something that hospitals were equipped to do overnight. You know, it takes a massive effort. You have to screen the patients who are testing positive, find the ones who would be eligible. You have to call them. You have to explain to them like, hi, I want you to come in for this infusion, even though you're not feeling that sick yet. Then you have to have space and staff, again, when all of those things are at a premium, and somewhere where you cannot expose the non-COVID patients who might be coming in to like get dialysis. And of course, hospitals are really overwhelmed. So one of the people who talked about this is Dr. Lindsay Petty. She's an infectious disease doctor at the University of Michigan. She's also the medical director of their monoclonal antibody program. And they're one of the first places that started using this. And she said it literally required the nurses and the pharmacists working their nights and their weekends on top of their normal jobs.
We needed people to just really step up and volunteer their time at a time where they were already tired and burnt out and had been doing this for so long. So it was a big ask for a lot of people.
And, you know, April, their numbers at this point are pretty interesting. Michigan Medicine says that they have given almost 1,000 high-risk COVID patients monoclonal antibodies. And typically for high-risk patients, you'd expect maybe 7-9% of them to be hospitalized. Michigan Medicine says of those who got the antibodies, only 3% ended up having to be hospitalized, and not a single one of those patients has died of COVID.
Wow. So, Kate, we're in this situation right now where everyone's kind of holding their breath and keeping their fingers crossed that the March-April surge is abating. Where are we now with this? Is this something that hospital systems might be able to do more of looking ahead?
So, yes, is the short answer. More and more, if we look ahead at where we are in vaccinations, right, we've got about 50-ish percent of Michigan adults 16 and older having at least one shot. But if this idea that we had that we could sort of vaccinate our way out of the pandemic, if that proves not to be true, if we can't ever reach herd immunity, then we may have COVID sort of circulating in the population for much longer to come. And we may really see monoclonal antibodies be a part of that long-term new normal, that you get tested, it becomes easier and easier to get these, and that this becomes one of the ways we try to keep COVID contained to the extent that that's possible.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. If you'd like to read her story on monoclonal antibody therapy and why it's been picking up so much in Michigan, you can find it right now at michiganradio.org. Kate, thank you so much for this.
Thank you, April.